Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Okay, our next guest has played well over 100 times for Mexico, has played in World Cups, was a FIFA Under-17 World Cup winner with Mexico in 2005, started his career in 2006 and 7 at Unam Pumas in Mexico, went on to play for Espanyol, PSV, Roma, Real Sociedad in Spain, currently now at Al Gharafa in Qatar. But he is a wonderful center back, a great passer of the ball, and has played for Mexico for such a long time. He is Hector Moreno, and he joins us now. Well, Hector, let's start off with just how have the sessions been ahead of these games against South Korea and Japan with Tata Martino and your teammates now that you've gotten together?
Hi, Len. Hi. Everything is fine. It's good to be back with the team. It's been a crazy year for all of us. We were lucky last month to be together, to play 2 matches and did well, both of them with against very good national teams, and this time it will be the same, you know, totally different kind of style of football with South Korea and Japan, but I think will be good for us to keep improving, to be working, to still work together and to get better together.
How much of coming into these short camps right before games is about tactics? I mean, obviously it's about getting together, getting back together quickly, and then getting reminded of the tactics maybe of the coach?
Yeah, we try to take advantage of everything, you know, every minute, every day we are here, like the gathering together with the team, you know, like all the after meals and everything, we try to stay longer, you know, because it's a long time since we haven't seen each other. We try to connect with each other, but also tactically is very good, you know, because Tata is very busy with that. His staff is very busy with that, and then we're trying to improve, as I just say, you know, every game we play before, we try to look at it, to see what we did well, what we did wrong, and to improve, you know, to learn the mistake we made, and then to try to do it better in the next time. So I think for this opportunity, we will have to take a look in with the games against Netherlands and Algeria, and to see what we miss, you know, because I think we play good matches, but still there are room to improve, and I hope that we can do it in this. It's a short period, but we have to make the best out of it.
We're talking to Hector Moreno, Mexican national team center back, has played in World Cups at the highest level. And Hector joining us from Austria, where they're preparing for South Korea and Japan. Well, what type of coach is Tata Martino? Because there's a lot of great reviews coming back. He's got everything very, very organized. He has a clear vision. What do you like about him as a manager and coach?
I think, as you said, you know, he has a clear vision of what he wants from you as a player, from you on the pitch and off the pitch. He's very clear with that. He likes the play with the ball. He likes to have the initiative to be the leader, you know, to have the personality to play with the ball, to start the football from the back, you know, to build up the game, to open the spaces for our striker, which they are really good. So when they have the opportunity to go one against one or bigger spaces on the back of the defenders, they can make a lot of damage. So we try to do that. But it's not because I had everything, you know, I've been lucky with the coaches, but I had some coaches that they like to play, you know, let's do it. But they don't really, or they don't work as much as we do with Tata, you know. Tata really gives us a lot of information about how we have to do it, why we have to do it, and what will come out with that situation, you know. Everything, like, very well is prepared and practiced during the trainings. And at the end, I think we will doing it on the games, and that's the situation that we take advantage, you know. If you see some goals that we have scored, it's because we started to build up the game from the back, and we take advantage, as I just say, with the good quality of the strikers that we have. So it's important from us to have a clear view of what we are doing and why we are doing it, you know, because sometimes we just try to start the game and build up, but with no reason, you know, just to keep the ball. But the most important thing, and what Tata wants, is we keep the ball to attack, you know, to make damage, to find the open gaps that the opponent can have, and to realize when they are and where they are.
Hector, I noticed when you answered that question, you said how and why a lot. If those two how and why is presented by the coach, does that make you believe in his ideas even more because he's telling you how it's going to happen and why?
Yes, it does. And actually, as I just said, you know, like the results are helping. So why are you not going to believe if the things are going well, you know, if the things are playing well, if what we're doing on training, we can see it and we can show it during the game. So that's why it's the main reason, you know, we have to believe in something. The idea from Tata and the staff is that. And at the end, so far, it's that the things are going well. So hopefully we can keep going this way. We can, as I said, improve and get better. I think we haven't done well in the past, but I think we will do it. We will be able to do it.
We are talking to Hector Moreno. He is the center back for the Mexican national team from Austria, ahead of Mexico taking on South Korea and Japan. All right, you've played with different partners. Cesar Montes is one. How about talking about your relationship with him? And I know you've played in a two-back center-back system with a back four and then three center-backs. So first, let's talk about Cesar Montes and your relationship with him.
Yeah, I really like him. I think in the last interviews I did in Mexican media, I spoke about him because I think he's ready to make a step to Europe. It would be good for him to try new things, to learn new things. I think the Mexican competition is very strong, but the way he can develop in Europe, it can be better for him and for the national team. So I hope that he can make it because he has all the abilities that you need to be a central defender. You know, he has the length, he has the speed, he has the quality with the ball, as we like to play with the ball. So hopefully he can do that soon. And to play with him, it's good. It's easy, you know. Still, he's a young kid. He wants to learn. He listens, you know. It's easy when you want to tell him something or teach him something about by my experience, not because I think I'm better than that, you know. It's just because I'm a little bit more experienced than him, and I try to help him out with that. And yes, as I just said, last two games, we played the first game with four defenders, and the game against Algeria, we played with a line of five. It was all because we wanted to try new things, you know, just in case in some situation or some game you need to play with five. With Tata, all the games before, we played always four in the back. But he thought in his playing to us that it was a good time to practice this, you know, because maybe we're in the World Cup, hopefully, in 2 years, and we have to play five defenders, and we never played before, you know, we never did before, we never practiced before. So that was a good time for him to try it on, and it was a very tough match against Argelia, and we did okay.
Hector, when you go into a three center back system like that, you got one in the middle and you're on the left, how do things change a little bit for you in that position, if at all?
No, yeah, it is. It changed because I have more freedom to go forward with the ball when you have the possibility to the space, let's say, to drive the ball forward. Because at the end, you know, you will have always two other center backs helping you if anything happens, if you lose the ball or the teammate you play the ball, he lose the ball, you will have always a cover up. And also as a defensive side, many times you end up being like a left back because if you try to press forward, or left wing back, let's say, he will press the right back from them. So as a left center back, you will end up running, shuffling to the left side, and you will be like another left back. You know, it takes coordination time and effort. Of course, I think you run more as a line of three, you know, because sometimes you are more exposed to the, especially if they play with two wingers, very open, wide open. It will be more difficult to catch them, but I like this formation. You know, at the end, anything 4-3-3, 5-3-2, anything is like during the game, everything is changing. Everything is like you can have every formation during one game. You can change like 4 or 5 times in one action. Let's say not even in one game. You know, because people is moving around, the opponent is also moving, and you try to find the spaces and to be in a good position to play the game and to defend as well.
Hector Moreno, Mexican national team center back. We're pleased to have him on the show. All right, so you're in Qatar. Before we talk about Qatar, and some people call it Qatar, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly or not, but okay, so I saw an incredible picture of you and your family on Halloween, and I mean It was an awesome picture. I mean, this was very serious costume.
Thank you. Thank you. My wife is the headmaster on this thing. She likes to plan everything. We had some friends over, luckily, like in Qatar, talking about the situation that we're living, you know, things are better, you know, it's not like a difficult period from the pandemic and everything. So we can hang out, we can live almost a normal life, and we can do these kind of things, you know, and as we were just talking off the record, like it will be a picture we will look back in 20 years, 10 years, and we want to laugh at it. And for sure, our daughter, when they look at it, maybe they might be mad because of the custom we choose for them. But so far, we enjoyed the night and we had a fantastic day. And as we try to do it, you know, while we're in Qatar, we try to enjoy. It's a fantastic country. Of course, during the summertime, it's very hot. It's difficult to not to live, but to spend some time out. You have to live indoors. But the life is great.
I would imagine, you know, Tata Martino, people with the Mexican Federation are asking you kind of what the country's like culturally and things like that, since you're actually living there to help with preparations for the World Cup.
Yes, yes. The staff of Tata, you know, is the people who is always looking and thinking, you know, like the how can you say that? Like the hotels and the training grounds too for the World Cup, because they have to plan everything. We are not even started the qualification yet, but you have to go ahead before us everything, you know, because there are 32 national teams that they, every, it will be only in Doha, you know, like around, there's all the national team will be around and it will be there, you know. It has to be like, you have to be earlier than all of the other teams to find nice facilities to train, nice hotels to be there. So they're trying to know things better than, and they're asking me, of course, what it is, but it's difficult to tell also because they are still under construction, a lot of things, you know. I've been there 14 months, and since day one I arrived, you only see construction everywhere, for hotels, for highways, for tunnels, for bridges and everything. So it's crazy. It's difficult for me to picture it, like how it's going to be in 2 years, you know, because it's, and getting everything has changed so much. I cannot imagine in 2 years from when the World Cup starts, everything will be like fantastically well organized. And but yeah, I try to help them with the main minor things.
Hector Moreno joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 from Austria with the Mexican national team ahead of South Korea and Japan. Hector Moreno joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 from Austria with the Mexican national team ahead of South Korea and Japan. Does Tata, you know, when he speaks to you, does he say, look, Hector, I need you to lead. I need you to be one of the leaders of this team, obviously, with your experience.
Yeah, he gave us the responsibility to all of us, you know, like the older guys, because as I said before with Cesar, you know, it's not because we are better players, or it's just by experience. We've been many years here with the team. But we have a lot of things, good and bad things. He gives us the responsibility, of course, and we have to take it, you know. I think that the mix that we can have now with the experienced players, with the young talented players that are coming out from Mexico, it will be good for the national team. It's good for Tata. Of course, there will be a time that he has to change, you know. It's like, it's life. Some new center back will come with a better present than myself, and I'll have to go. But I will do everything that is on my mind and my power to stay here as long as possible. You know, I fight so hard during my whole career to be with the national team. So I don't want to take it for granted. I will work hard. And every person has a personality, of course. You know, like my way is not to be a leader, like screaming or shouting to the guys. You know, I try to be a leader by example, trying to train hard, trying to be as the best professional level, you know, like try to do all these kind of things, and I try to show the young kids like the way you're supposed to be as a professional football player, you know. It's not because when I was younger, of course I was a footballer from a soccer player from 2-3 hours when the training lasts, but then I realized that you have to be 24/7, you know. It's not only the 2-3 hours that you train, it's what you eat at home, how you rest at home, how you sleep, how you prepare before the training, how you recover after. So all these kind of things that I wish I learned earlier to pass on to the new guys, to the young kids, and hopefully they can learn earlier than me, so their careers, their career can last longer and better than myself.
So Tata's been bringing in a youth movement. There are a lot of very talented younger guys, Antuna, Lainez, Aguirre, Cordova. I mean, we can go on with the names. So there's obviously a youth movement here. How have these young guys been doing? I mean, I've seen them doing very well in games, but from your perspective?
No, very well. I think it's also like the guys coming here to give the best, you know. They are happy to be here, you know. Being in the national team is a pleasure. It's a privilege that we have. We are lucky to do it. We are blessed to do it. And so when they come here, they just try to show themselves. And as I just say, you know, of course, it's by age, it's by experience when they learn new and better things. But I think that they are doing it and they will be a better professional than we were. I'm not saying I was a bad professional, but I think that they will learn earlier and they will be even better than the previous, than ourselves, you know, than when I was younger. So hopefully I want to help with that. You know, I want to help with my experience, with the things I did wrong. See, if only one guy can listen to me and make less mistakes than I made, like if playing, you know, outside of the of the pitch, it will be like the best thing that I can do for the national team, you know, because I think you have to learn through other experience, through other guys' experiences. And I think these people is able to do that, you know, they are open to do that. And that's great.
So the U.S. is finally going to get some games. They're going to take on Wales and Panama in Europe as well. And I don't know if you looked at their roster, but it's pretty amazing the amount of now American players playing in Europe and playing with big clubs. You know, Juventus, Chelsea, Barcelona, you know, it's a first for us in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But when you look at that roster, what was your first impressions of that?
No, it's great. I like to see that. I like to see that the CONCACAF, let's say, the teams in CONCACAF are growing. Of course, I don't wish that USA wins. When we play Mexico, USA, it's a game where you never want to lose or something. But when the players itself, they are doing good for the confederation or for the national team, for themselves, I'm happy, you know, because they work, they deserve to be in these big clubs. And they are very young, talented players. Still, you know, it's a long way to go. But it's good for the area, let's say, because it's growing. It would take, like, okay, if they do well, they will start looking back more to CONCACAF, not only USA, not only Mexico, also Costa Rica, Honduras. They have good talented players that they can develop in Europe, and we can make the confederation better, you know, because there is always this complaint that the confederation is low, very low level and this kind of thing. But we can do nothing, you know. We live there, we play there, and so the best thing to do is to lift up everybody the level and to get better. So it's great to see the USA. Of course, I would love to see Mexican players, the young Mexican players in this situation as well. Hopefully, with many things, I think we spoke before about that. Many things happen around these kind of things, but of this situation that it hasn't been possible so far. But I hope, because I think the talent they have in the Mexican players to be competing in this level. So I hope that they can do it soon in the future. Otherwise, they have to keep working to one day be able to do that, you know.
I know you keep an eye on your teammates. It's been great to watch Raul Jimenez with Wolves and just his emergence in the Premier League. We have a big supporters group here in Houston that's a Wolves supporters group, and they absolutely love Raul Jimenez, and their group continues to grow because of him. Tell me a few things about Raul and playing with him and what type of confidence he brings to the Mexican national team as your striker.
No, he's, like you say, you know, he's in a great moment. He's enjoying his career, his life. Also his personal life, he just became father, so I think everything like is coming perfect in place. Also, I always think, you know, that the time he spent in Atletico Madrid and Benfica without playing so much, I think he didn't complain or he wasn't like, you know, being like the big team, you know. Otherwise, he kept working, he tried to improve, he became a better player. So when he got the opportunity, the real confidence from a coach like Nuno, Espíritu Santo, I think is called the coach from Wolves. He can show that, you know, it's because when you have a bad period, let's say, because you don't play, many times you complain, you blame everybody but yourself and everything. And when you have the chance to show, not many people can do it because they've been worried and thinking other things besides of working hard and preparing yourself for the opportunity. So he kept working, he was doing well. even though when he came to the national team and saw he's just doing now what he can do. You know, he's always been a very talented player with a great technique for his physique, and he has like all the things that you need to succeed in a competition like is the Premier League. Because if you see the game, like this, it's very difficult for a striker to have a great season as he had, you know, because the central defenders, they are like rock, you know, like only 2 meters guy with big big arms, big legs and everything. So it's very difficult to survive. And a team, like, with all due respect for what they are doing, fantastic, but it's not like a top team to have this kind of goals that he scored last couple of years. So it's great for him. It's great for the club because he's helping the club to grow, and the club, Wolf, is helping him to become a big player in the Premier League.
Hector Moreno joining us. Last question. You've been so generous with your time, so thank you very much that, Hector. This has been a very insightful interview. When we talk about some of the guys in Major League Soccer that you join up with, Rodolfo Pizarro, Uriel Antuna, who's played in MLS, Gio Dos Santos, what do they say about the league? Because I know you have some potential interest. I know you're happy in Qatar, but you would love to play in Major League Soccer one day. I think Major League Soccer would love to have you as well. I know a few teams that could use a center back from the Mexican national team named Hector Moreno. But what do they tell you about the league?
Yes, as you just said, you know, I try to speak with them because in my mind, you never know what will happen. But in my mind, it's like, I would like to play there. I would like to live with them, with my family and everything. So I speak with them. I ask them about everything, you know, like the, I've seen the facilities from many teams because when we play with the national team, we are lucky to use them, and they are fantastic. Most of the teams have great facilities to train and to be the day by day. And everything like is growing. The teams are putting more money, bringing new things, new better things for the team. So they only say good things about the MLS, you know, and hopefully they can stay there longer. They can do good things because of course need to have like this kind of player because they go in young age to the MLS, so they can grow, still growing. They can show what they have the quality to do it. And for me, for myself, I just want to, when I ask them, I just want to know how it's like and how it's like the organization, you know, because I can tell, because I can see from the outside, but when I speak with them, they just tell me what I just saw from the outside. You know, it's like great facilities, great organization, and great clubs to play, you know. So hopefully in the future we will see, but I hope that someday I will be able to play there, you know. But I cannot say, I would love to say, yes, I will play MLS, or I would love to say, oh, I will play in Mexico, but you never know. For me, it's like you just said before, I'm happy in Qatar. My family is happy in Qatar. I have still contracts. So at the end, you never know what will happen in the future. But it's of course, it's a great competition. I think for the 2026, which is long way to go, but they will have to, or they would like to still get better as an organization, as a competition for the World Cup. So they will bring good players, new players, and new and better things.
Hector, as always, a big thank you. You're very generous with your time. Thank you so much for coming on, and I wish you the best of luck in your upcoming games against South Korea and Japan, and keep being the humble superstar that you are. That's one of your great qualities, is your humility, and that's very respected, I swear. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Glenn. Thank you so much. See you.